Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. We want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. You'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off and many are going on to the next level. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Well, ask the Lord for one, but right now, I usually try to find a few verses. It doesn't have to be three. But again, I don't want to sound like a repeat. But the ones I just mentioned and in this session are probably the best that you can do for, unless the Lord gives you something new. But this is what I'm seeing right now is the commanding things into place as well as asking the Lord for release. Psalm 143:1. Hear my prayer and listen to my cry for mercy and your faithfulness and righteousness. Come to my relief. And right now, Lord, we pray over this word. We pray over the verses that are so powerful. The word of the Lord is powerful. And we declare it over us in Jesus' name. Oh, I don't know. I've never heard that. But it's if someone does feel pain while you're getting healed, the good thing is that you get healed. I didn't know that there was a fact that you get pain, emotional healing. I don't know, physical healing. It depends on what type of healing you're talking about as well. But sometimes it is a surgery. And, you know, you're walking through some pain and the Lord might be doing a surgery. The enemy's trying to mess with you. He'll try to do things. But the pain, if you're experiencing emotional pain, just any type of pain, press into the Lord in Jesus' name. Okay, well, Lord, we just bring these before you, and we pray for the healing of our body, soul, spirit, mind, will, emotion, everything. Thank you, Lord. And I just feel the presence of the Lord right now. So, Lord, you would increase right now. Increase your presence, the attacks on people's mind. We pray right now that the physical attacks, healing on our bodies, the emotional attacks, healing on our soul. I pray right now, Lord, that you would increase your power and your presence and break off discouragement. Though the army besieges, though the war break out against us, we will not be discouraged. We're going to be confident and stand. We're going to say stand and command right now. Lord, command things to be still over. Psalm 33, verse 9. Command it to be still. Command it to be still. We pray for salvation of our family members. We pray for healing of our family members. We pray that there'll be no backlash, retaliation, or anything like that. We're going to focus on the Lord. But we wanted to put on the full armor each day. We want to declare the words of the Lord each day. And we declare healing and forgiveness. And we pray, Lord, that you would raise up the warring angels around us. Release your presence and your power. Just going to let that soak for just a few minutes here. Thank you, Lord. We pray for marriage. We pray for ministries. We pray for finances and family. We pray for their government or countries. Pray for the world. Lord, we pray that you would do your work no matter what it looks like. The word this month I felt is the Lord is with us. And to be strong, take heart. Thank you, Lord. Put your hope in the Lord. We pray that right now you would increase your power and your presence. Assigning angels. There's angels being assigned right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the partners of InLight Connection. And then, of course, this is going to go out to the internet as well. So we thank you for all of those who follow our ministry and follow the Lord, especially. And we're just so grateful right now. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. connect with him online at DougAddison.com.